Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. So for you new guys, every week we discuss a random topic, whether it be from a listener like you or my choice. And before we begin, I'd just like to remind you that any opinions shared on the show are just that, opinions, and I'm just explaining my thought process. And with that, let's get on with the rest of the show. So today, I'd like to talk about war, right? Nobody likes to talk about it, especially not politicians or government officials, but I'd like to talk about it today. Now, I had a very interesting thought the other day, just thinking, right? And so one of the things I was thinking was how much unnecessary loss there is in war, right? And how much of war is unnecessary, right? Now I'm gonna give a couple of examples that might be a little bit touchy, but you know, it's life. Sorry, my apologies. But anyway, my example of a very, very, like, unnecessary war are the Crusades, right? The, what was it? Like, the early European Crusades. Basically, what happened in these Crusades is the early Christians, they decided that they wanted to take back the Holy Land, right? And along the way, then unnecessarily, they decided to kill all the Jews along the way, right? And just because they were occupying the Holy Land at the time, Jerusalem, right? Now, I think that this is very dramatic and unnecessary. And the reason why is just because, like, did you really need to kill all those people along the way? Like, they weren't doing anything to you. They weren't hurting you. They weren't even stopping you. You just happened to pass by them, right? It's like just so happening to pass by a, let me think about this. It's like just so happening to walk by somebody's yard and they pull out a shotgun and shoot you, right? That's what that's like, except worse. Except it's the person walking by you that pulls out the shotgun and kills you, right? Or basically then they launch a nuke at you, at your entire house. That's how I see it. And I don't know, that's probably just me, but I view war as highly unnecessary, unless it's in scenarios, and the unnecessary death as very unnecessary, right? Unless it's in a situation, and this probably just comes from me being in America, but from the American Revolutionary War, right? We didn't, at the time, then America did not have the resources necessary to actually fight off the British, right? And so there was a lot of death, right? I will say that there was a lot of, well, there was kind of a fair amount of British unnecessary death, but at the same time, like, I mean, like, yeah, soldiers are definitely going to be a loss, right? You just have to account for that, right? That's just part of life. And that's just part of war in reality, right? But I'd say that the Revolutionary War is better than that, is better than regular war, just because it's fought to gain freedom, right? And I say that in the best way possible, and in, like, you know what I mean, right? Like, it's to establish a new thing, right? It's to establish something new, versus the Crusade, which was to take back the Holy Land, a place they really didn't need it. Right? They didn't necessarily need it, right? You may say, oh yeah, but that was our promised land, it belongs to us. Well, then go tell the people that it's your land. Don't go chop their heads off, okay? That's not how it works, right? For example, if I bought an acre of land, and then I come, and then I go away for like 20, 30 years, and I come back and somebody else has bought it, then I don't go chop their head off for it. What I do is I go over and I tell them, hey, this was my land beforehand, I even have the claim for it, right? And then you'll probably go to court, and then nobody gets killed, right? That's just my thought on it. As you can tell, then I think the Crusades were very, very unnecessary, in my opinion, right? It's just so unnecessary. And then, also, if you've ever, like, any war generally, even the Revolutionary War, every war takes innocent lives, right? And with our day and age, I'm surprised we haven't figured out a way to do completely mechanized warfare, where we don't have to lose people. I'm surprised by that, personally, just because it's like, yeah, I get it's advancing technology, right? I'm surprised we haven't thought of it sooner. Just because it's like, well, instead of losing lives, then you're losing materials, right? Materials you can get back. Lives you cannot, I'm afraid. And I know that, I know a number of people who were saying this, then they would bring up the topic of abortion. That's a topic for a later day. I don't want to talk about it right this second. Probably not even within the next month. But, it does tie in a little bit. But I'm not going to talk about it, just so you know. And then also, like, I don't know, unnecessary victims, okay? They are the people in the towns. For example, let's take World War, I think it was World War I, right? The Germans, an ally of the original starters of the war, decided, oh, hey, we're getting surrounded. We've got the Russians to the east, the French to the west, and the British to the north, right? We need to go take out somebody. Right, and so they were afraid of getting ganged up on, and so they decided to march to the west to try to blockade France, right, so that France couldn't help. Unfortunately, this backfired by the entire international community basically saying, "Hey, Germany, why are you fighting France? They're not even here yet." Right, that's how it kind of was. Which, I mean, that's. You know how people take this, right? It's just how it is. I don't know. But yeah. But anyway, when Germany was marching, they stopped in, I think it was like Belgium or something, right? Or they didn't really stop. They were just upheld there by the Belgians because the Germans were going through their towns, burning them to the ground, right? That gives you reason to fight off the army, in my opinion. That gives you perfectly good reason. Now the I don't know. There were a lot of very dumb decisions made in both world wars, which then prolonged the wars. But basically, I think my point is, the entire like I don't know the entire German attack on Belgium. How many innocent lives did that claim? How many people were torn out of their homes and shot who didn't even know it was coming, right? How many people? And that's just from one war, right? That's just from one war in one country. Now, imagine that for every war that has ever taken place. How many innocent lives have been taken? Right? That's just something that I want to bring to people's attention, is that it's important, okay? It's important no matter how much politicians or somebody else wants to tell you. It is very important, the innocent lives that are killed. Or that are taken, right? I just feel very strongly about this, as you can tell. But I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Well, now let's really quickly let's just talk about the it's like, yeah, innocent lives are going to be taken. Now let's talk about the soldiers, okay? Everybody's going to talk about the death count in soldiers, right? Because it's like, well, the soldiers sometimes the soldiers don't even get a chance to say that I don't want to fight, right? That's not always the soldier's decision, especially when they're being drafted, right? That's how that works. I don't know. And so I thought, me and the person who I was having this discussion with earlier, we were discussing, and she said, "Okay, well, what if somebody comes and knocks on your door and has a gun pointed at you, right? Are you going to kill them? Or are you? There are two options, okay? Either you kill them or you run, right?" And I said, "Well, I'd try to kill them, right? I might fail miserably. In fact, I probably would fail miserably, but at least that would, like, my brain just thinking logically and thinking of how I wish and how I hope that I would handle that, because it's never happened to me before. But how I hope it would ha I would handle it is I would is that it's like it's six lives taken, including my own." Or one life taken, which is mine, right? Which one makes more sense, statistically, right? Which one makes more sense? And everybody thinks, oh yeah, I'm gonna be all macho man and I'm gonna go kill the person, right? Well, if you have your fist and they have a gun, who's gonna win? Okay, who's gonna win? I don't even plan to win. Okay, I'd probably honestly just plan to buy people time, buy the other members of my family time to get out, right? To get out, call the authorities, run, right? That's all that I'd plan to do. And either way, innocent lives are being taken, right? Now let's talk about something else. What if a military recruiter comes up to your house and says, "Okay, everybody above the age of 14, but below the age of 60 needs to come with me and we can train you for the army so that we can fight in a war," right? I honestly, if we were going in offense, as in we were taking land unnecessarily, I'd almost say no and head to Canada in reality, right? But then on the other hand, if we were doing it in defense of the country, I'd like to think that I would say okay, or yes, right? Okay, I'll fight to defend our country, right? Because most of what I'm kind of trying to get at, kind of, is the fact that, like, I support war if, and this is a big if, if you're in defense, right? For example, let's actually tie this to what's going on currently, the Ukraine versus Russian war that's going on right now, right? And this, I probably just think this because the Russians are typically portrayed as the bad guy, but right now that I'm thinking the Russians are the bad guys because they're the instigators, they're the attackers, and instead of choosing to handle this diplomatically like they should be, then they're deciding to go ahead and just go in and take on whatever they want, right? And I think that one of their biggest claims is that Ukraine still belongs to them, right? The problem with this reasoning is that, well, you had to fight, you're having to fight an entire war to say that Ukraine belongs to you. I don't think Ukraine belongs to you anymore. I don't know. That's probably just me, but I don't think that that's right. I guess, yeah. And I mean, I think that Ukraine is in the right, and what they're doing is that they're fighting the war so that they can defend themselves. They're not just running, right? I'm okay with that, right? I'm not okay with the Russians who are instigating the war, right? And in my opinion, if everybody had this kind of mentality of just like, hey, if we actually didn't fight, if we actually tried to talk it out, I'd imagine that there would be considerably less bloodshed and considerably less lives lost, right? I'd imagine that. Let me know if I'm wrong, but not fighting a war that could take hundreds of millions will definitely decrease the numbers of deaths versus like the maybe five people total who might be injured or might be killed in diplomatic relations, right? That's just my thought, right? And it's like, hey, I want that, right? If they're not willing to trade it, you evidently don't need it if they don't, if they're not going to trade for it, right? If they're not going to trade for it, you can find it elsewhere. Sorry to say it, but you can, right? Or you can buy it off somebody else, right? I'm sure you have something there that you're willing to trade, right? Like the Russians. I'm sure that they've got potatoes. I'm sure they've got vodka. I'm sure they've got enough of something in their economy to buy out oil. You don't need Ukraine. I'm sorry. There are much better ways to deal with this. And I really don't think that they're dealing with it in a way that they should be, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. If you have a different opinion, which most people don't seem to, let me know. Let me know in the comments of this video. Just Yeah, just let me know. Yeah. War, in my opinion, is very unnecessary to an extent, right? Like, I'd say what I like to, probably just because I'm American, but I like to say the Revolutionary War was mostly necessary, right? We tried our best to get Britain to listen to us. We tried for years to get Britain to listen to us, but they didn't listen. And so then we had to take action, right? And since we didn't really, and since we were already under their thumb, that's what I'm saying, is that like, if you're under their thumb, then it's okay, right? Or if you're creating a new thing, right? And you're being resisted, then it's okay, right? But then think about this, okay? Another thing, something America did terribly, terribly wrong, is we fought our Native Americans, right? That is a terrible war that I really just don't like to think. Well, I'm thinking about it now, so I evidently do like to think about it. But anyway, the Native American wars against the American colonies, I think that that was just wrong. Just terribly, terribly wrong. Like, yeah, I get you need to expand, but as I'm looking around, then everybody is like, yeah, America needs to expand more. We don't have enough land. And I'm like, well, I'm looking around and I see lots of fertile land with lots of rivers nearby, lots of creeks. And if we don't have any rivers, guess what? We can make our own canals and ditches. We've proved it, right? I don't know. That's just me. Like, you don't need to expand into your neighbor. You can expand elsewhere. You just need to, I don't know. And I was thinking, when I was originally thinking about this, then I was thinking like, okay, would you rather spend 15 years, 10 to 15 years, right, developing technology so that then you don't have, so that then you can expand somewhere else, right, like space, for example. Or would you rather fight a war that will last 5 years, definitely, at least, and you will lose half your population. And you don't even know if you're going to win said war, right? There is maybe a 25% chance that you're going to win, 75% chance you're going to lose, right? Which one would you rather take, right? Would you rather take the 15 years or the 5 years and potentially lose and lose more land? That's just my opinion, I guess. I don't think that war is necessary to an extent. But yeah, and this episode's already getting kind of long, so I'm gonna try to wrap this up a little bit. And by the way, just on an off note, not on the topic of war, but I'm trying out a new system today, so let's hope it's working okay. I'm trying a new audio setup. I was trying to get it to work with my old microphone, but couldn't quite get it to work because my microphone is like, it runs through its power cable, right? It through its data cable. Power runs through its cable, data cable as well, but my audio mixer doesn't let power go through naturally, so I need to do some research, see if I can actually get it to work. And if not, I guess I'm using this microphone for a little bit, and yeah, I guess that's what I'm doing. And anything else, and I'll just have to see if I can hook up my old microphone and see if I can run it in two lanes on this computer. Or I could see if I can get another audio jack microphone, because it's a USB microphone, and this audio mixer is a audio jack. It uses an audio jack, right? So I need to see if I can get another microphone similar to the one I'm carrying. But yeah, and I'm hoping, I've heard reviews online that this microphone has got terrible quality, so I guess we'll see. Let's hope you guys can hear this. If not, my apologies. My greatest apologies. But yeah. With that, then, I'm David Bolander, and this was Random Radio, signing off.